So that's a summary of what Peter Swans had to say on the club's official website. He joins us live on Sports Talk this evening. Peter, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening.
Thank you very much for joining Tim and me on Sports Talk tonight. So what motivated you to put this statement out in the first place?
I think frustration more than anything. Since I've come to the club, we've had a more positive and outward look towards media, radio, TV. Mm. You know, a real fresh approach. And, you know, that's something that the trust prior to me coming thought wasn't there in the club. So we've done a huge amount of work in making sure that we get as much information as we can to the fans, to the shareholders and everybody, really. And, you know, we've had these conversations with Iron Trust. We had it last year when some information was leaked, again, prior to the AGM. And we said then, you know, look, please talk to us, communicate with us. And they haven't again. One call to me, we could have perhaps sat down and done something over the next few weeks, which actually would have taken us towards the AGM and answered the questions in full, rather than putting on fragments of an accounting report, which it's taken weeks to do, to make sure we explain all the issues behind money loaned, money gone out and money spent. I mean, that's what an accounting report is. So I'm really disappointed that there's no communication, and it's just a dramatic thing that they've put on their site to say, you know, it's important that we put this on for the fans, etc., etc. It's not been publicly announced by the football club, and I think that's a frustrating thing. They're not their accounts, they're the football club's accounts, and we should have the right to publicise those first before a shareholder, and a shareholder with responsibilities as well. So very frustrating, very disappointed in the way that it's come into the public domain.
Isn't this just symptomatic of the modern day football fan, the desire to know things before the official announcements? I mean, whether it be a signing, whether it be what goes on behind the scenes or what goes on the pitch, every fan has access these days to forums, to social media, and people are naturally more inquisitive and more curious about their club and how it's run.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're one of the clubs, I think, that try and push that forward more than anybody. But, you know, we're a company. We go by company ethics. There's a certain way we have to do things. We don't have to send out the accounts to the shareholders. It was something that we thought we'd do because of that, because we'd like them to know what's going on. And, you know, the last thing we want is just the little parts of this coming out. And they're all put into different contexts and out of context. And I end up answering questions that could quite easily and comfortably be answered at the AGM and with the statement afterwards. It's just now they're trying to make a lot of dramatic things about the fact that we're in debt and loans, etc., which actually are very, very simply explained. But I'm not willing to do that prior to the AGM, because I think the shareholders who've put their money and bought their shares have a right to listen to that and make their questions and make their voice known at the AGM. That's the frustrating thing. I'm quite happy to work with anybody, but they've not contacted me. They've just gone ahead and thrown bits of this on, and it's completely out of context. And then that's followed by the Telegraph and everybody else deciding that they'd follow suit. And, you know, if you haven't got all the facts, why just advertise? Why just put in the media the little bits or the dramatic bits, when actually they could cause more damage than actually the good that's been done over the last 18 months at the club? That's what I'm most annoyed about, and I'm very protective about.
What impact, hi Peter, it's Tim here. What impact do you think this might have? What negative impact do you think it might have for you as a chairman and for the football club this season? Having, you know, you're starting to turn things around on the pitch. What is it going to have a negative impact or not?
Not if I can help it, because there isn't anything negative about it.
Yeah.
You know, you see a £1.1 million loss, but actually that's not a debt. And a lot of fans don't understand that. You know, we've covered that. There's a lot of things in there, you know, about loans being charged more than they're currently. Nothing has happened as such, but of course all these questions are being brought up. You know, I promised to make sure that the club was run correctly, and that's what I'm doing. But all this does is throw out lots of questions which I then have to answer, when I could be doing other stuff and actually making sure the club comes through the stage that we have with Mark, because we're doing a great job, we think, at the minute. I think Mark has come in and changed the ethics of our game and the way the club plays football, and it's looking exciting. So I want to focus on that, but now I find that I have to focus on something else, because people will want answers to these questions that they're raising, because it's 3 weeks earlier than we really wanted to report them.
In terms of Mark Robbins taking over, I thought it was a brave decision, if I'm honest, to get rid of Russ Wilcox. I was a bit I was gutted for Wilcox, to be honest. What you've mentioned that it's made a huge change. Can you put your finger on what it is that's changed so dramatically in terms of sort of the performances on the pitch?
I think it's the approach. Obviously, we've invested in a different type of manager who's then actually strengthened with a very, very good team behind him. And we haven't done that before. We brought something new into the club. I think it was 1987 since we've had somebody in the club that's had nothing to do with the club.
Right.
With Scunthorpe. So this is a fresh approach, and I think that's helped. And I also think the way he goes about it professionally is completely different. You know, Russ was his own man. He went through a fantastic run in League Two. You know, that was helped in January with again, an influx of money from myself to make sure that we got the players in to push us over the line. You know, and again, that investment has all gone into shares, which, you know, you then have to explain, well, actually, that's not debt, that's all investment from myself. So I like to think that what Mark is doing now is exactly how I'd like to see the club go forward as well. He's come in and said, we want to play football, we want to play in this certain way. And you can see that certain players are maybe having to play slightly out of position, but they're doing a fantastic job at the minute. And, you know, the quality of the players that he's brought in has helped us as well. We're bringing in players that are actually on loan that actually go straight into the side, and I think that's important. You know, these are players that are improving our current squad and give us an opportunity to express ourselves on the pitch. And it's a really, really fresh look. And what I'm excited at seeing develop.
Just on the question of today's statement, one of the things to come out, and I appreciate what you've already said, but it's out there now, obviously, it is being discussed. This issue of the loan, some talk of a loan and some suggestion that the terms of a loan have been changed from it being an interest-free one to one with repayments. What can you say about that?
No, it's it was an interest loan. What we've done is it was secured against the stadium. So to make it a lot easier for the club and a little bit more less risky, I've actually took the loan on myself at a lower rate than was currently charged because it's through my company. And what I've done is I've taken off the security, so there's no security. So the club actually only ever has to pay the loan back if it can afford it. So it's a far better loan in a far better situation than we've ever been in. So again, you see, this is what happens. The little snippets come out. But that would have been completely explained. And probably, actually, if the Iron Trust had spoken to me, we probably would have had a process, maybe even a Q&A over the next few weeks, actually developing a few of these questions they had and working with them rather than just throwing it on the site. So, you know, I can explain everything in the accounts. I'm very honest man when it comes to telling people what I would be doing with the club. And everything I said about the club is not in debt. Everything that goes into that club which is helping the team and push the team forward is going into shares. That is not indebted enough in the club. But in fact, that's the perfect way to put money into a club if you actually don't want to put the club in debt. So, you know, we're very excited about the future of the club, the new stadium, everywhere we're going, and we're making sure we do it in a proper way. So there's no risk to this club.
Question from an Iron fan wants to know how many times that you've actually met with the Trust.
Two or three times. But it's difficult because I think when I met with them the first time, their membership was maybe 200, 250, and I think that's going down. And it's very difficult when an Iron Trust or a supporters club who only have maybe 100 members or 150 members to spend a huge amount of time with them. Yes, we all want the same thing, for things to improve, and we have done that at the club. We've improved a lot of the systems behind the scenes. Not everything works. Of course it doesn't when you're selling tickets or, you know, and you've got human error. But we've done all that, improved all that, and we've improved the catering and the restaurant, and we've done a lot of things behind the scenes, all getting ready for our move. This is all working towards our move, and we're now employing people. We're actually not making people redundant. So the club is going forward, and that investment is from myself and my wife and my company. I'm putting that money in to make sure that the security of Scunthorpe in the future is paramount. And that's where we're going to be. We're very comfortable where we are.
I think obviously we'll agree that the Iron Trust and you will clearly have the best intentions for the club at heart, and everybody is wanting that same success on the field. Is there a danger with the statement and with the discussions online via the Trust that actually that this could cause damage and distance between the two parties, when ultimately, let's be honest, you're all Scunthorpe United fans and you want to see success on the pitch?
Absolutely, but you know, we've already talked about the need for communication, as they have, and it has to be two ways. They've asked for the club to communicate with them, and we're doing that. Our side of the bargain is being kept. What they're not doing is now communicating with us. They're now not coming to the football club and asking us anything or asking us to comment on this or is this all right? They're not coming and communicating with us. That's the frustrating thing. You know, my hand has been out from day one for any of the supporters' trusts or any of the trust itself, the Iron Trust, to come forward and talk to me. I've been available any time they want. And I've been more open with the press and media, which I think has meant we don't have to meet all the while. They can see that what we're doing as a club is actually, you know, it's filling in the gaps that they had before, you know, with fans liaison, with working with the fans and trying to get the best out of a match day experience, which isn't just going to change overnight. You know, what's happened at Scunthorpe over the last however many years doesn't change overnight. And when you change things, it can get difficult. People don't like change. They accept change a little bit longer than they would normally. And you have to slowly bring people on board. And that's what we're trying to do. So it's the communication thing. I don't understand why they feel we have to communicate with them, but they can just go and do this without communicating with us. And I think that's the thing that actually hurts, because you think you've got a relationship which is actually working. And then this happens.
Just a final question, Peter, and nothing to do with that, but matters on the pitch. Miguel Lira picked up an injury at the weekend. Number one, how is he? And two, does that mean that you're expecting your manager to come knocking on your door this week and say, can I have some money for a lone defender?
Mark's already knocking on my door. He knocks on my door on a regular basis.
Yeah, so, look at the account.
Yes, yes. I think when you look at it, it's always sad when we get injuries, and we've had a huge amount of injuries this year. In fact, it is nearly half our team has been injured at one point or another, and a lot of long-term stuff. And again, you know, I don't want to just say this for the sake of saying it. We supported the club through that period where we needed a further investment of hundreds of thousands of pounds to make sure we got players to get on the pitch. And then as we're moving forward as well, we then get a period of time where there's 6 weeks where we haven't got a home game. And who's going to cover those wages? So we're doing all that at the minute. And when injuries come along like this and the manager comes knocking on the door and says, I need another player, actually Mark's quite sensible about it. He understands that it isn't a bottomless pit and we have to look at the right players. I'm sure Miguel will come through okay. I don't think, you know, it's obviously any injury to anybody who's a little older and in their 30s takes a little bit more time, as we saw with Dion and a few others. So we're hoping that the injury isn't as bad and he'll get through it. And fingers crossed that will happen. But I'm sure that Mark and Mark certainly has been looking at alternatives to help us get through this period, at least get us through to January, which is a really big key for us.
Do you expect to maybe go into the loan market this week?
I would expect that, yes. Certainly over the next week or so. We need to go in there and make sure that we've got strength in depth in the football club, and Mark's identified the players that he wants to go for, and I'll support him with that 100%. And like I say, January is the target for us. Can we get as many points as we can before January so that we can get the squad strengthened up and move forward? We're not just loan players. Loan players are brilliant, absolutely fantastic, and they come, they do a job for you. But we want to get some players in that are going to be here over a long time and be that quality to take us up into the next division if we can.